This is Audible.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents I'm Glad My Mom Died by Jeanette McCurdy. Read by the author. For Marcus, Dustin, and Scotty. Prologue. It's strange how we always give big news to loved ones in a coma, as if a coma is just a thing that happens from a lack of something to be excited about in your life. Mom is in the ICU at the hospital. The doctor told us she has 48 hours to live. Grandma, Grandpa, and Dad are out in the waiting room calling relatives and eating vending machine snacks. Grandma says Nutter Butters soothe her anxiety. I'm standing around Mom's tiny, comatose body with my three older brothers, Marcus, the together one, Dustin, the smart one, and Scott, the sensitive one. I wipe the corners of her crusted shut eyes with a rag, and then it begins. Mom? Together leans over and whispers into Mom's ear. I'm gonna move back to California soon. We all perk up, excited to see if Mom might suddenly jolt awake. Nothing. Then Smart steps forward. Mama, Kate and I are getting married. Again, we all perk up. Still nothing. Sensitive steps forward. Mommy? I'm not listening to what Sensitive says to try and get Mom to wake up because I'm too busy working on my own wake-up material. And now it's my turn. I wait until everyone else goes down to grab some food so that I can be alone with her. I pull the squeaky chair close to her bed and sit down. I smile. I'm about to bring the big guns. Forget weddings, forget moving home. I've got something more important to offer. Something I'm sure Mom cares about more than anything. Mommy, I am so skinny right now. I'm finally down to 89 pounds. I'm in the ICU with my dying mother, and the thing that I'm sure will get her to wake up is the fact that in the days since Mom's been hospitalized, my fear and sadness have morphed into the perfect anorexia motivation cocktail, and finally, I have achieved Mom's current goal weight for me. 89 pounds. I'm so sure this fact will work that I lean all the way back in my chair and pompously cross my legs. I wait for her to come too. And wait. And wait. But she never does. She never comes too. I can't make sense of it. If my wait isn't enough to get Mom to wake up, then nothing will be. And if nothing can wake her up, then that means she's really gonna die. And if she's really gonna die, what am I supposed to do with myself? My life purpose has always been to make Mom happy, to be who she wants me to be. So without Mom, who am I supposed to be now? Before. 1. The present in front of me is wrapped in Christmas paper, even though it's the end of June. We have so much paper left over from the holidays because Grandpa got the dozen roll set from Sam's Club even though Mom told him a million times that it wasn't even that good of a deal. I peel, don't rip, off the paper because I know Mom likes to save a wrapping paper scrap from every present. And if I rip instead of peel, the paper won't be as intact as she'd like it to be. Dustin says Mom's a hoarder, but Mom says she just likes to preserve the memories of things. So I peel. I look up at everyone watching. Grandma's there with her poofy perm and her button nose and her intensity, the same intensity that always comes out when she's watching someone open a present. She's so invested in where gifts come from, the price of them, whether they were on sale or not. She must know these things. Grandpa's watching too, and snapping pictures while he does. I hate having my picture taken, but Grandpa loves taking them, and there's no stopping a grandpa who loves something. Like how Mom tells him to stop eating his heaping bowl of Tillamook vanilla bean ice cream every night before bed because it won't do any good for his already failing heart. But he won't. He won't stop eating his Tillamook, and he won't stop snapping his pictures. I'd almost be mad if I didn't love him so much. Dad's there, half asleep like always. Mom keeps nudging him and whispering to him that she's really not convinced his thyroid is normal. Then Dad says, My thyroid's fine, in an irritated way, and goes back to being half asleep 5 seconds later.